Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, in this world that we live in, which is, I think by any account, messed up, the word Christian can evoke so many negative reactions, probably as many or more as positive ones. And I guess it's grown to bother me more and more. I mean, critics can summarize their feelings about Christians with alleged words from Mahatma Gandhi: I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike Christ. I don't know that that really was what Gandhi said, but it's been accredited to him for decades, I suppose. But I read an article the other day by one of my favorite authors, Scott Sauls, and he used a line from a San Francisco journalist by the name of Herb Cain that said, "The trouble with born-again Christians is that they're even a bigger pain the second time around." Ouch. He went on to say, but he'd also quoted Anne Rice, who is the author of The Vampire Chronicles. He said that Anne wrote these words: "For those who care, and I understand if you don't, today I quit being a Christian. I'm out. I remain committed to Christ as always, but not to being Christian or to being part of Christianity. It's simply impossible for me to belong to this quarrelsome, hostile, just deservedly infamous group. For 10 years, I've tried. I've failed. I'm an outsider. My conscience will allow nothing else." I mean, that kind of statement stings, doesn't it? I mean, as a forgiven, loved, and spirit-filled people, surely we can do better, can we not? Well, Christians certainly did at one time. And if you look at Luke's observation about what the first century Christians felt like, looked like, talked like, acted like, there in the book of Acts, their life was rich, their worship was genuine, their life together was significant, and they had this neighbor love that was so palpable that, according to Acts 2:47, they were having favor with all people, and that the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The question I think we have to ask ourselves is, how did we get that so wrong from what started so right? How did we end up alienating rather than attracting the folks that are around us? I mean, oftentimes, rather than shining as a light to the culture, we have in some ways become products of the culture, as though Jesus had once called us the light of the world, the salt of the earth, a city on a hill, but it feels like we've got so far to go. Well, in spite of all of the checkered past and the presence for the crescent Christian family, I, like Scott Sauls, am optimistic about the fact that Jesus can still do an extraordinary work in our life. The negative stories aren't the whole story, because for every poor representation of Jesus, there are a thousand infectiously beautiful ones. You know, for history is also illuminated by a Christian way of life that's remarkable and beautiful. It's filled with people, Christians that have shown groundbreaking leadership in science and in the arts and in literature, well, but also in mercy and in justice. The identity and the identifying mark of a city of God is when its citizens of the heavenly city become the very best citizens of the earthly ones that they occupy now. C.S. Lewis once said that history shows that the people who did the most for the present world were the ones who thought the most of the next one. My friend, today, take a moment and recall which citizenry you truly are assigned to. And if you choose that you want to make this world a better place because you're so looking forward to the next one, remember what Jesus' words were when he said in Matthew 4:19, "Come on and follow me." That sounds like a great idea. And thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.